Hi, ladies. This is the Women's Council of Oak Hill Bible Church. I'm Jesse Sanchez.
I'm Tanya Noh.
I'm Carol Steele.
And I'm Kelsey Shifley.
And this is our Grove Leadership Training Series. This is episode number one, The Purpose of Groves. So we decided to start at the very beginning. Yep. A very good place to start. Uh-huh. We're going to start with the definition. What is the purpose of groves? But to even start before I start that, we have to provide the context for groves. And the context is the Women's Council here at Oak Hill. And we're going to start with the question, why was the Women's Council created here at Oak Hill?
Well, I'll speak to that because my husband is the an elder, and I got to hear them talk about it for years. And as men, and our church affirms male leadership in elders completely, but they also recognize that as men, they do sometimes miss the ability to reach the women of Oak, and sometimes they're just not as available, or women are intimidated to talk to a man about something. Mm-hmm. So they really just kind of wanted a female eyes and ears and a voice in the women's lives at Oak to come alongside the women. We actually have a purpose statement, Jess. You want to read a purpose statement?
The Women's Council mission statement is to support the elder team by being the listening, praying, discipling, teaching, and counseling resource for all women at Oak Hill. And our charter verse is Philippians 1:27, standing firm in one spirit with one mind, striving side by side for the faith of the gospel.
And that's a little daunting. But we are not shepherds. We are not shepherds.
Right.
We are not in that role. We are just to kind of, like you said, our mission statement, come alongside and be a liaison between the women of the church and the elder team.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And the women were already who were chosen in the beginning. The elders handpicked the first women. And then each one is elder approved. And it's really women who are already operating in kind of a deaconess capacity. Right? There's a lot of ministry already happening. She's already doing a lot of those things of her own accord and involved in the lives of the women of Oak Hill already.
Right.
Okay, so how did the Women's Council operate in the past? Because Groves is relatively new. This is going to be our third year doing it. So it hasn't always been. What did we do before?
Well, for a lot of it is we were having, for my own personal, thing I was doing, is we had our women's small group, which had a lot of the women there. A lot of us were doing mentoring. Mm-hmm. We were doing counseling along with it. And but as the church grew, it became a little more difficult to have an idea of who needs what. And so
as we grew as a church,
One of the things that I just love about Oak is our size. And there's a lot of people who go, oh, you're is so small. I love the size of our church. And it actually creates a unique position for us to know the women of the church and know the men to know the men of the church. So even though that we have, 70 to 90 women, when you only have four women on a women's council, it's really hard, even though we may know everybody, to really know everybody and to really know everything that's going on in their lives. And so we tried our best to get a handle on keeping track and making sure nobody fell through the cracks.
Right.
But we saw a deficit in that area. And so Groves were born out of a desire to really make sure no woman was left behind. Everybody was connected. At least somebody was aware of what was going on in everybody's life, even if we as the council couldn't know everybody.
Right, right. And as our newest member, Kelsey, would you mind sharing, before we started Groves, what was it like? What was your perception of the Women's Council, or how often would a council member contact you?
It was not super often. It was mostly if women's ministry was going to be putting something on, or we were all going to be reading a book together, and there was, like a personal contact there. But other than that, it really did feel kind of more separated.
Mm-hmm.
And not in a bad way, but it was definitely like, oh, I probably wouldn't go to a women's council member if I needed something. Mm-hmm. If I needed prayer, I would go to a friend or something like that. So it was definitely a sort of separation.
Right.
Yeah, we had relationships with some of the women, but not all. And we weren't able to.
Right.
As a church, it just became more difficult. So then was born the Groves. So why don't we start off with a definition of the growth. I always make fun of our church because we're Oak Hill and Acorn Ministry, and now we have
Sheepling, saplings.
I know. Okay, so what is the just a plain definition? What is a grove?
A grove is a small or cluster of trees. Mm-hmm. Some usually they're fruit bearing trees, which I think is kind of we can make a spiritual application here.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and it was designed really just to be a group of women that could love on one another, have fellowship with one another. And, you know, I didn't grow up with a sister, but these are my sisters.
Oh, that's how I see it. Yeah. So it's a small group where the grove leader is assigned a small group of ladies that you minister to and reach out to and pray for and invite to events and things like that. And then you also get a sister grove where it sometimes when there's a few more people, it's easier to plan a get together, right? If a couple people are busy, it's not just you and one person sitting there. So the sister grove is more for the purpose of larger gatherings. And then each grove leader is also assigned a women's council member whom they can go to for guidance and help. And, you know, or if some, you encounter something that you're like, what do I do? What do I do with this?
Right,
you have a go-to person for that. So it wasn't, we weren't trying as the Women's Council to shirk following up with ladies individually, just off onto another group, but to still be involved in that. And we've only done it for 2 years and we've done it differently each year and we're doing it differently again.
It's a work in progress.
We are learning and
refining it. Right. Yeah. And it changes every year too. I mean, our grove leaders are very uniquely different women.
Absolutely.
And each year that group of women is going to be different. So it's going to be fun. To be fun.
Hopefully.
Yeah.
It's going to be great.
The goal is to be fun. Okay. So kind of that's what groves are. What are groves not?
They're not a clique. We try very hard to bring women together that are in different walks of life, people that you don't necessarily know really well. We have seen some value in allowing grove leaders to have some say in who is in their group, and we really try to give you at least a good support system within that. But you also are going to be assigned to people that you do not know at all.
Right.
You might not even, you might have
look
to look
up
in the
directory.
In the member directory. Like, I don't even know who this person is. But what a great opportunity for you to get to know new women. But it's not likely that in that scenario that this is going to become a clique. And next year it'll be a different group altogether. Mm-hmm. So we're not trying to create cliques. We're trying to create support systems that are fluid, but still a people getting to know new people, new faces.
You're not a Bible study leader.
Right.
Right.
You're not even the great spiritual leader of the group.
No.
You're a mentor. You're a friend.
Yeah.
Right. And you might not be the oldest person in this group. In fact, you probably aren't the oldest person in your group. And so some women are a little intimidated by that. Like, well, what do I have to give to this older woman in this situation? A friendship.
Just love her.
Just friendship.
Just love her.
You know, everybody needs that. It's it's not an age thing. It's not a spiritual maturity thing. It's not a life experience thing. It's just loving each other.
Yeah. And there's something beautiful about having an intergenerational group.
Mm-hmm.
There's so much to be learned from each stage that each woman is in.
Yep. I agree.
Yeah. And it's not a pyramid scheme either. It's not we're at the top and everybody trickles down.
Right.
It's very much a partnership.
Yes.
And you can't sell your essential oil.
No, buying. You don't have to pay. It's great. It's free. It's enjoyable.
Right.
You don't have to look over your back. But I think that it is just a partnership and we're just trying to, like we've said, see what's going on since it's really hard to do now that the church is growing.
Yep.
Okay. So any takeaway thoughts for our grove leaders, kind of big picture when we're talking about the purpose of groves?
Well, first of all, I thank you for taking the step to say, I am open to seeing if the Lord wants me to do this. Mm-hmm. I know you haven't made your commitments yet, most of you, but we just want to thank you for being willing. We've put a lot of prayer and thought into who you are. And before we invited you to do this, there were some that were recommended by your previous Grove leaders that they saw potential in you and they knew that you could do a good job with this. So it is an honor, I think, to be asked to do it. but we only want you there if the Lord wants you there. So be continuing to pray about it, and don't hesitate to ask us any questions that you have along the way. And we are your resource and we are your support and we are your help. But we are very excited.
And then just enjoy it. It really isn't supposed to be a heavy burden. We want to come alongside you. We want you to just enjoy getting to know more ladies in the church and be actively in prayer and just doing life with more of the body than maybe you're already doing right now.
Mm-hmm.
And I think too, I the older I get, the more I realize that women, God made women to be and to desire to be in a community. And because of the nature of our culture and our fast-paced life, we don't have that community that I think we so desire. And so this is an opportunity to, at least on a smaller level, create some of that community within the body of Christ.
Yeah, absolutely. Say that phrase, be sisters, and then this is your opportunity to practice the one another's. If you're a Grove leader, we already see you doing that. And so this is just a specific group of women that could use someone to laugh, rejoice with them and weep with them and help carry their burdens. Some of them might not be as well connected as you are too. They might come on a Sunday morning and just not be sure who to speak to. And so just an opportunity to kind of reach the women who maybe don't have a close group of friends or just get to know somebody that you might not, don't have a lot of common with in age, life or interests or anything like that. And so wouldn't bump into naturally within the church, just an opportunity to get to know your sisters, right? We're going to spend eternity together. So it's nice to get to know each other now. And it's hard to live out those one another's if you don't know the people within your church, the women. So it's just an opportunity for the women to do that a little bit better. Okay. Well, thanks, ladies. Until next time.
Love each other well.